dear listeners, and welcome to Thursday Live Sessions from the studios of Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Today is the 15th of July, and in just a week from now, we will be celebrating one of the major festivals of Prashanthi Nilayam, Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima also this year comes with the good news of people being able to step into the sanctum sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam. As Prashanthi Mandir opens on July 16th, 2021, devotees can, from tomorrow onwards, have the blessing of being in the Divya Sannidhi of Bhagwan, to step into Sai Kulwant Hall, to allow that vibe to touch your being, to be in that ambience that removes all your worries and anxieties, to be in that space that gives you instant peace. That is the sanctum sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam, and devotees longing to enter this most love-charged space on the planet will be blessed with the divine darshan of Bhagwan from tomorrow. And let us hope and pray that on the Guru Purnima day, we can sit in Sai Kulwant Hall and offer our gratitude to Bhagwan for guiding our lives, for entering our lives, for directing our lives, and giving a meaning to our existence. In the daily Sai Inspires that we send every day to your emails, one of these days Bhagwan gave a very powerful message. Swami said, if your meditation or prayer is not progressing properly, or if your desires do not come to fruition, don't get dispirited with God. Don't lose your faith in God if things are not going the way you want, or if your prayers are not being answered. Swami said, if you get dispirited, it will discourage you even more. You will lose whatever peace you have. Therefore, it is so important that during your meditation and chanting, you should never feel desperate or discouraged or dispirited, Swami says. If such feelings come, if such negative emotions come, one has to understand that there is some fault in our spiritual sadhana and we should correct. Only when we do the spiritual sadhana with a positive frame of mind will the sadhana give us fruit. As we do bhajans, as we pray, it is really so important that we do this with an attitude of gratitude, with an attitude of overwhelming love for Him, with an attitude of acceptance of whatever He gives us. Sometimes it is very difficult when things do not go your way, but I think those are the moments when we have to remind ourselves that even in this darkest hour, when I think there is only darkness, He is the one who is lifting me. Otherwise, probably I would have been completely consumed by this darkness. If I'm still able to breathe and survive and see and think, it is because He is holding me. We've been playing for you little snippets from our satsangs. And recently, there was one of Dr. Rambala, someone who was involved in the setting up of the laboratory department of the super speciality hospital in Prashantinilayam way back in 1991. And he shares how, when he thought that Swami would not remember him, Swami stunned him. And he did it so nonchalantly, just like he does always, and leaves you speechless.
The last day I was leaving from this, Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back and join. Everybody thinks that I'm going to come back and join the hospital. Dr. Safaya said, you know, whenever Swami tells you, that day, this is the place you're going to stay, this is your room, everything planned. So what to bring from there, you know, we talked so much. I go to Swami. Swami came to the hospital that day. So I asked Swami, can I ask you, tomorrow is my flight. Can I leave Swami tomorrow? Yes, yes, yes. Tomorrow, what time is your flight? So you're going from where? From Chennai, Swami, back to... Yes, yes. You go tomorrow. Chala Santosham. Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back. June. That's all he said. June. 6 months later, I came in June. So again, he would ask me a few questions. I met him in Bangalore. They were opening a radiology unit there in the general hospital. So Professor Balasubramanian told me, hey, don't sit for bhajans because Swami is coming at the time here. Otherwise, you would miss a chance to have a good darshan close by. So you come to the office and I will take you where Swami comes. Be seated. Okay, let's see what Swami says. And so Swami came. So I didn't sit in the bhajan area. I went to the hospital. When we were there, here in my mind says, I came about 6 months back. Whether we would even remember me. Because millions of people were there. It's impossible. If at all it was me, I won't remember. Whether he would remember me, whether should I introduce again that I came and then he told me to come back in 6 months and all that. This is my mind. You know, not really mature, I could see later on. So I go near him. When he told me, like, maybe this is the distance. So I got up. And then go and do namaskaram, and then got up. The doctor then started telling him, Prema Bhattu, Dr. Balasubramanian, all of them worked so much for the super spreader. America Lundukar. He is introducing me to a few people who are sitting. Even I have the picture of them.
Oh my God.
Then he said, oh my God. He has answered my doubt, and he knows who I am. And he knows that I am not getting it yet. So he said, I know, I know. So how are you? And all that, and bless me then also.
So like this, many beautiful satsangs are there in our YouTube channel, Sri Satya Sai Official. Tonight you will listen to a beautiful talk by Mrs. Sinduja Karthik. She's someone who graduated from Bhagwan's Anandpur campus with a gold medal in her bachelor's, and later on, after completing her master's in sciences, she was involved in the Vidyavahini program, and now even as her husband works in the super speciality hospital, she works as a principal in a CBSE school in Bangalore, and she shares her journey, how Swami has been her pole star. You will enjoy this satsang at 7:30 tonight in Sri Sathya Sai official channel. We also have Sri Sathya Sai Sangeet that comes to you on every Tuesday. And if you have not seen what we uploaded just 2 days ago, you should not miss it. The Avatar Symphony by Padma Bhushan, Dr. L. Subramanyam. It's a fantastic composition dedicated to Bhagwan on his 90th birthday. So don't miss it in our channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official. There are beautiful parts of this Avatar Symphony which we'll offer you in the coming weeks in Sri Sathya Sai Sangeet, the series in Sri Sathya Sai official channel. And of course, there's plenty that you can explore in our Hindi channel, Sri Sathya Sai Premavani, Telugu channel, Sri Sathya Sai Sandesha Jhari. In fact, the Telugu channel is working to start and offer a series of programs as part of the Telugu anniversary celebrations, which will happen in a week from now. So there is plenty to explore. Dear listeners, let's fill our days with his thoughts and ensure that nothing affects us, nothing dispirits us, as we keep our focus on him and love him more than ever we have done before. Thank you so much. Sairam.